In this episode, we hear from Jill Newland, who works for Active Essex and has been a brilliant supporter of the Multi-Schools Council. She talks about her experience of school sports, how she has got involved with the multi-school meetings and the special school games. Okay, so Jill, could you tell us a bit about your role?
I work for Active Essex and I provide guidance and support across the county to coordinate the work that a range of partners, we're all involved together, to ensure that there's maximum opportunity for children with special needs to take part in physical activity and school sports. We offer a comprehensive calendar of sporting events that children and young people can take part in, which is as part of the school games framework. We offer competitions in boccia, new age curling, sitting volleyball, inclusive tennis, things like that. And I also offer training and CPD for teachers and teaching staff to ensure that they can make their PE lessons and school sport as inclusive as possible.
That leads on actually to one of my questions I was going to ask you, Jill, about how do we ensure children with disabilities are included within school sport? So could you maybe just go into a bit more detail around that, about, you know, some schools might say, oh, we can't do this or we can't do that. What support does Active Essex and you offer?
Well, I mean, there are many ways that you can adapt sports. There's a fantastic online programme called Top Sports Ability, which if schools access that, it gives them every sport you could think of and ways of adapting it and modifying it so that it includes everybody, no matter what their ability is. It could be that you just change a little thing about the sport or about the actual activity to make it easier. We use something called STEP programme, which is where you could change the space, that's S for space, you could change the space to make the activity easier or harder, you could change the task. You might all be playing tennis, but you might not all be playing a game of tennis. You might be hitting a balloon with a very large racket, but you are still doing those skills. You change the equipment, again, making something smaller or bigger, and you can change the way that people interact with each other to make it, again, more inclusive.
That's great. I love the that concept, that kind of step. Was it the STEP concept you said?
The STEP principle, yes. Yeah, I mean, you can use it across lots of things, but with sport, it's particularly good.
Yeah, no, definitely. I can see how that works. And I mean, this might be quite an obvious question to you and I, two people who are very passionate about sport, but why do you think sport is so important for children in schools?
It's really, really important because as well as being a physical and emotional thing, it really can improve your well-being. Taking part in school sport, any physical activity really, improves not only your physical health, but your concentration, your creativity, and also it can help you with your memory. But lots of things actually are embedded in physical activity. If you have an active school environment, it can improve behaviour. It can be a way of improving your results. Just a 5-minute activity break or sports break of some kind can then come back and children are far more focused and the results will be better. And also the children can have a much better sense of well-being, particularly in this current climate.
Yeah, I suppose that leads me on to another question, which wasn't on our list initially before this discussion, but you spoke there about this situation and obviously still being in, you know, COVID-19. We're starting to, at the time of recording this, come out of lockdown slowly. What are you guys doing to adapt to the situation where you may not be able to actually physically go into schools?
We're trying to help schools by encouraging them to use the online facilities that so many people are putting up there, ranging from mainstream sports to multi-activity programs for children with severe physical and difficulties. There's programs called the MATP program, where it's just minimal movement, and that can be done at home using things you've got at home rather than things at school. Keeping that going, involving parents more and trying to get them to join in with their children. Sometimes at home, parents, families aren't aware of some of the things that the young people can do, and then it's only when they've tried it at home that they realise that actually, no, this is something that we can develop. So we're trying to help people by directing them to as much as possible in terms of resources.
Yeah, good. And that's, I think that's really important. All of us just have to find ways to adapt, and the internet can be a really good resource for that. So you mentioned a few moments ago about the school games, and we first met you, I believe it was through the special school games, because you've been heavily involved with that each year as it's grown.
Has grown, hasn't it? Absolutely. Yeah,
definitely. You've played a key role in that. And could you just tell us a bit about like the special school games from your perspective?
Well, I think firstly, the most fantastic thing about the special school games is that it came as a result of student voice. You know, when it was requested, when Charlie said, why can't we have one of these school games for us? Active Essex put the wheels in motion pretty quickly, and the next year the first special school games took place. Now it's fully embedded into our Active Essex calendar, which is fantastic, and the numbers are growing year on year. Sadly not this year, but yeah. You know, that doesn't mean that we can't pick it up again. It just gives children an opportunity, no matter of their age, their ability. It gives them an opportunity to come together and take part in meaningful competition, not just to come and have a go, but meaningful competition, so that they feel as though they have been part of something a lot bigger. And getting that sense of togetherness, I think, is really, really important.
I'm really glad that you touched on how it came from pupil voice, and that it's been built upon by, you know, people at Active Essex who have fantastically supported us throughout the years, and even helped with this podcast as well by sourcing some funding for us. You mentioned there about, you know, pupil voice. Why do you think multi-schools is so important, not just in your role, but in general? Because you've attended a lot of the meetings as well.
Well, that's right. I mean, again, it's coming back to this point that you, as every individual, has something that they can contribute. Again, children from all ages, all abilities, can come together and realise their voice can have a difference, can make a difference in so many ways, whether usually something that they perhaps never had before. Yeah. When you get to the meetings and everybody's quite shy to begin with, and then they start realising that actually their voice does count, their opinions matter, and it's so great, because whatever they say is taken on board and is usually acted upon in some way, which is great. And I think right from the key stage one children we have there, right through to the older students, everybody's voice counts, and they can make a difference. They can facilitate change in a number of ways, and the difference that's made over the years has been phenomenal.
And that's why I'm so pleased to interview you, Jill, because you've really seen it from two perspectives. You've seen it at the meetings, and then you've seen the outcomes as well, so like the school games.
Mainly from the sports side of things, but yeah. Not just from the sporting side. I mean, the other things multi schools council have been involved in have been absolutely brilliant.
And that's kind of what I want to finish with, Jill, and mention is last year, next week will be a year since we did the big walk, which again you saw kind of from the start of the idea and then how it developed and then the actual doing it. You came and joined us, which was
I will
great.
Be honest. First said you were going to do it, I thought, well, okay, we'll go with it. But I'm not sure about this one, but wow, what an amazing feat to walk over 150 miles in a week. That was unbelievable. But I was very happy to join you. I think it was day two from Oakview Wells Park School. But just being part of something bigger, it was just so important, so special to be part of something that was going to have such a big impact on the students that took part and on all the schools involved. I mean, it was an astonishing achievement and great fun.
Well, I haven't told you yet, but next we're planning to walk across the country if you're up for it, Jill.
Oh, of course, yeah. Which way? East or north to south?
But no, in all honesty, Jill, you've been fantastic and one of our real big advocates, and you've really helped. And as you've mentioned throughout the podcast, you know, school sport is so important. And I hope any schools listening will kind of take what you've said and also be able to, you know, go online. Could you just mention again, you said earlier that there's some good places where schools can go and look online for stuff.
Well, basically, this is part of the Youth Sport Trust. So okay. If you go into the Youth Sport Trust website and have a look on some of their adaptive PE things, but top sports ability is one of the ones that you want to look at. There's also a fantastic training course called All About Autism, All About Me, which is about PE and physical activity for young people with autism. So that's quite a good one. Again, a training many, many staff should, if they can, access. Really good.
No, that's brilliant. Thank you so much, Jill, for your time. And hopefully we'll be able to see you again at a sporting event in the future once all of this is over.
Yeah, it'd be lovely. Thank you.
Definitely. All right. Thank you so much, Jill. Take care.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone. So let's start today.